Hello, everybody in the Anchor world. It's me, your girl, Steph Star, Steph from the Bronx, here reporting live from some type of gutter. It's Friday right now, 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. just about, and I feel like going on a rant. I have a bunch of notes and a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about. I will not be able to record this weekend because I'm taking a trip away from DC for a little bit. And I figured why not, because I've been wanting to record since like a couple of days ago. But I don't want to like record and then have a gap, like a big gap where I don't record, because I'm still, you know, like trying to find my place and figuring out how long I'm gonna talk for and if somebody at some point is gonna join me, because I'm literally carrying this shit by myself, which I don't mind, but it is kind of odd because I would like to interview people or have someone shooting the shit here with me, you know, so I could like catch my breath in between minutes talking. So it's a lot going on. For some reason, Black Lives Matters hashtag has like slowed down, but the protest hasn't. None of this has slowed down. Like, we're still in the midst of all this, and a lot of people are just not seeing it because they're not putting it out there, and it's still happening, but we're just not seeing too much of it as much as we were in the beginning. But trust me, it's still happening. I'm daily searching for stuff. I gotta whisper a little bit. I keep forgetting. I don't want to wake nobody up. So, you know, it's the whisper hours, the whispers. What the fuck was I saying? This shit is serious. Like, I have a list here of things that are changing right now as we speak, because we are still protesting, we are still fighting the good fight, is what I like to say. That's what this is. This is the good fight. Breonna Taylor is on everybody's timeline right now, and this story has been bugging me. This is one of the things I would love to rant about. This young woman was killed in her home, on her bed, with a no-knock warrant. The police had a no-knock warrant, so they didn't have to knock or ID themselves, and they busted in looking for two people who were already in custody, which is, these are the things, the details, it's in the details what makes it crazy. Fucking, they were already in custody, they went in there looking for one of the two, found nothing, found no one, shot this girl, sent her mom to the hospital when she was left at the apartment for hours. And it's just like deeper and so much more details, and it's so messed up. And now they're changing laws for her, but I want to see the cops that shot her get arrested, because they released like a 4-page report and it was a bunch of nothing. It was like place and time, and that's not right. I feel like there's a lot of cover-up that happens within every police department. There's cover-ups that happen within every type of department, if we're gonna be brutally honest. There is. It's just things, you know, some things are too small. You can't catch everything, you know. You try to pay attention to the main things, but this is a main thing. This is a woman's life that was taken from her in what should be the safety of her house, on her bed, in one of the most vulnerable places you could be. How wrong is that? Like, it's just unsettling, and it makes me sad to watch her mom. Angie Martinez had an interview with her, and I forgot the other girl's name. I'm so sorry. It's late and I'm tired. But they had an interview with her, and it made me really sad. And it's just like, you know, to have to relive that every time. And it's not long ago that it happened. It's actually quite fresh, and it kind of sucks. So I think if we can do something is push each other and remind each other that pressure bust pipes and things are changing. New York City wants to paint, or will paint, Black Lives Matter in all 5 boroughs. And I am all for that. I'm like I'm the cheerleader that was never a cheerleader, because I will cheer for somebody. I will cheer for you. I cheer for anybody if it's for a good reason, and I'm a great cheerleader. But I feel like this is not what we want. We want to see things actually change. You know, this is I don't want to sound like ungrateful, but we're not complacent. This is a different type of thing going on, and it's not going to get changed by sprawling some words or a message on the sidewalk everywhere. It's deeper than that. And I'm sorry, my throat is a little scratchy. I got halls. I forgot. So late. For example, right? This is a great start. And I love this because I'm like a sports enthusiast. You know, I'm into stuff. And NASCAR is actually considered a sport, believe it or not. Which it is. And I'm like a race car person. Like I race. If you got a nice car, we can race. NASCAR banned Confederate flags at their races. And this is big because if you know their audience and fan base, it's a lot of people with Confederate flags. When I was living in Indiana, I was working for a catering company that did like certain events, and I did the what is it called? The Speedway? The NASCAR Speedway. We did events, and it was one of the only times, you know, I've never been to a race. Not yet. Not for fun. And it's a wild crowd, and it's a racist crowd. There's no other way to put it. And it's a lot of Confederate flags, and I feel like this is setting the tone for something bigger. In the sense of, I'm pretty sure there's been people that have thought about this before, but having the backup to do it and saying, well, we should, because everyone is doing the right thing, you know, makes things flow a lot easier. Do you get what I'm saying? Like in baseball, I'm pretty sure it's things that have been brought up and just not having the backup or the platform, or maybe not so much the platform, because they all have the platform, but it's a lot of pressure of what you do and don't talk about. And just seeing the changes actually happen. Man, they're taking down the statues. It's just, it's going down. I'm telling you, it's a lot going on. And they know it starts with the voting. Georgia had voting. And I forgot the date, but it was sometime this week. And 214 polling places. They had 214 polling places fewer. Or they closed. They closed 214 polling places. So it's like they put obstacles to, what's the word? Discourage you almost from waiting on that line. I saw the line. I think it was 2 Chainz that posted the line. The line was from here to Carajoland. If you know where Carajoland is, you know it's far as fuck. And it only happened in Black communities. So it's just more things that, it gives me a headache. There's like so much needs to get fixed. And we're heading there, but it's like a big mansion that needs to get gutted, because it's not where it should be. This thing needs to gut out. Completely. Honestly. Kanye West donated $2 million. And he set up a college fund for George Floyd's daughter. And he's been very silent. And a lot of people have said, thank you, Kanye, for being quiet and not making shit bad. And I think he donated it to Black Lives Matter, as well as setting up the fund for her. You know, they don't give you like exact numbers, but the past couple of days I've been seeing stuff about where the Black Lives Matter money actually goes. And it's like some real conspiracy theory shit. And I don't like to jump on stuff. You know, like if one person posts it, another person posts it. It might be true, but I'm always going to do my own research to be sure. I'm just that person. I've always been. I'm really good at doing research. And that's been throwing me off because I've seen a few things. I just, right now, I'm needing some time, man. My daughter turned 2, and as soon as she turned 2, she was just like, it's called Terribles for a reason, and I'm just gonna turn up to the fucking max, and that's where we're at. And I'm just like, I know everybody feels it. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only person in the world. And I wish I could do more or have a bigger platform where I could like help people and be like, yeah, you know, we're all collectively going through this because of the mass awakening that's happening right now. And mental health is crazy. And I do want to touch on this because this is another person who I've been doing research on, and it's heavy on my mind. Jazz Fly, Jazz Waters, may she rest in peace. A Black writer who happened to wrote or have written for a bunch of TV shows that I watched. I don't have a list right now. I cannot go down a list. Bear with me. I have no structure. I'm starting. Okay? I'm doing what I can with what I have where I'm at. And anyway, the point is, it was an apparent suicide, and I don't think the details are necessary. I think it's actually a little disrespectful to go into the details. It's enough to say it was a suicide. And she was such an intelligent person. She was very well spoken and respectful. I've seen a few of her interviews. It would have been dope to have actually known her, but I didn't. And I'm just going to keep watching her interviews. I'm a writer myself, and I am so big on mental health, and I always bring it up, and I always say meditate. But it's deeper than meditation and self-care. That's the surface. If you need a therapist, see a therapist. There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. Therapists are actually cool people. If you can find the right one, you can have someone you can talk to about things that you don't have to share with other people in your life if you don't want to. And sometimes that's what we need. It just makes me sad to think that depression or something of that nature could have such a strong hold over a person's mind to control what they do. And I absolutely understand it because I've been in mental hospitals, and I don't shy away from saying that shit. I have a whole book on being in a mental hospital, and there's so many people in the world that can relate. It's a day room shit that I will never hide or deny the fact that I've been hospitalized for my mental. Yeah, a few times. More than I can remember or count. And it is what it is, you know. Those people are trained and educated to deal with whatever type of breakdown you're having. And it's sad that mental health is such a taboo in 2020. I mean, to me, a lot of things surprised me in 2020, but mental health is something that is definitely on my big list of things to touch and expand and bring awareness to. So may she rest in peace, and hopefully, you know, this can bring awareness, much needed awareness. Today is June 12th, Friday, and today Pop Smoke's album was supposed to drop, but it's not. It got pushed back to July 3rd. I don't have a count. Oh, that's July 3rd is Friday after? No. July 3rd is the first Friday in July. It's like two Fridays from when it was supposed to. But they did say he was going to release a song called Make It Rain, which I could only think about Fat Joe's Make It Rain with Lil Wayne. I didn't hear it. I've been a little busy. We have laundry once a month, fucking laundry. I gotta, like, do laundry more often. And just, you know, going through life and going through the motions. It's one of those weeks where it's like everything's getting done so that at some point we can just chill for a little bit. Yeah. There's more. There's so much more that I'm going to talk about, but I just I don't have anything structured today because of what I was saying, that I just wanted to rant. And sometimes I don't have anything. Sometimes I just get on my phone and just hit record and start recording if I'm in a good place, if I'm in the car, shut the windows and record. If I'm home, you know, I'm at my desk, maybe with some notes. Other times I like have all these notes and I do like a certain order of how I want to do it. And now I'm kind of like merging the two and it's kind of throwing me off, because off the top is way better than half off the top and half trying to figure out what the fuck I'm reading. It's kind of annoying. But the reason why I wanted to rant was because Nicki Minaj was on every freaking thing. You go on, it's like on everywhere they're talking about her, because she dropped a song with this cornball, right? First of all, she's the number one cornball for even co-signing this nigga. I'm never gonna say his name. I'm not gonna speak on this person that has nothing to do. It might have to do with him riding, but it's more than the riding. It's the clownery, like I said before. It just feels a little disrespectful to hip-hop, what they're doing. And Nicki Minaj is a pedophile in my eyes, just because she associates with them and she has no problem with it. So, guilty by association, if you ask me. I don't like her. I used to like her. I liked Nicki a lot when she first came out. And maybe not even, you know, like, it took some time. I'm not too, I don't hop on things. Like, I don't jump on trends and stuff. I have to actually legit like something. I would never say something is cool if I don't think it's cool. And if I'm one against a million, I'm one against a million. I don't care. So she kind of had to grow on me. But I did like her at one point. And just the past 2 or 3 years, her cornball meter is just off the fucking rail. And now with this dude, it's even worse. He's a cornball. I don't have to say who. And I don't give a fuck about who has snitched in the industry, who does what. It's like I said before, it's deflecting. We're talking about you, my guy. You're the person we're talking about. Don't worry about who else snitched. It's about you. But he doesn't understand that. And shame on Akon for even doing a song with him, too. So, it's just corny. It's just corny. It's annoying. It makes me not even want to talk about music. But that's never going to happen, because I love music and I'm always going to talk about music. And kick me under the table, I won't shut up. I'm never going to shut up. That's such a good song that Jay-Z put on his playlist. Speaking of playlists, I am almost done with my playlist. And it's another super fire one. It's not as fire as Jay-Z's playlist, you know. Almost just as long, but this one has a different tone to it. His is like more like older songs that you could really relax to. Mine is more like a couple of old songs here and there, but you know, it's a good mix. I'm still working on tweaking a couple song arrangements, replacements, whatever you want to call it, and it'll be done. It's like halfway done. It's like 20 songs. I'm at 18 right now, but I want to add a couple more. And I guess the first half is done. Like, up to, like, 11. Yeah, so more than half. More than halfway done. And that should be done by tomorrow. Or, yeah, I'm probably going to be busy the whole weekend. But, I'm definitely going to try to fix it. New music. This kid. Let's see. I just pulled it up, too. Is it Little Baby? I think it was Little Baby. Is it? Yeah, Little Baby just dropped The Bigger Picture. And it's actually a really good song. I like to hear songs 2 or 3 times before I have to, like, confirm that they're bars. He definitely has bars, and it sounds like he didn't breathe not one time, so I don't think that was actually him. It was probably fixed, you know, like, whoever engineered it made it sound like he was going so hard that he wasn't breathing, but I don't think that's true. But it's a good song, and I would rather listen to one good song 10 times than some trash Nicki Minaj's co-signing. I'm just so disappointed in her. Makes women look bad, and all she knows how to talk about is a fucking pussy and sucking dick. Like, okay, bravo. Like, what else can you do? New tricks, please. It's just, I don't know, like, you should grow with your music. And she just blew the fuck up but never grew. If that makes sense. You know how people say, like, oh, why Jay-Z's talking about different shit? Because if my old shit by my old album. You know, niggas took a new shit. Listen, you gotta grow with your music. This person has been talking about the same shit since she came out. And she came out a hot minute ago. At least 10 years ago. At least 10 years ago. So, I'm just over her. And then another corny ass female rapper, Iggy Azalea. I got mixed feelings with Iggy. She finally admitted that she had a baby. Which we already knew that. Like, we were just waiting for your confirmation. And then she did say she was waiting for the right time to say it. But it is my opinion. This is just my opinion. That pregnancy has become, like, taboo in, like, the past 5 or 6 years. Maybe more. I don't know who made it disgusting to be pregnant, almost, it seems like. And I don't mean it in any type of, like, I feel that way. I just mean, like, the way women hide their pregnancies in their bellies, and I am somewhat understanding, because I never hid my belly. I just wasn't comfortable with myself. I'm an athlete, or have been an athlete. I'm athletic. I'm 5'10". So I'm tall, and I got a lot of stares when I was pregnant. A lot of weird stares. So I kind of wondered how, like, funny looking when I was pregnant, because I'm tall and slim, tall and lanky, and then, like, a, you know, this little bubble in your belly. But I don't think that's what it is for everyone. I think that women just don't want to be seen pregnant, because then they won't be sexy, or I don't know how. What they're not. If you're pregnant, you can't be a bad bitch. That's what it is, a bad bitch. People want to be bad bitches so bad. But kudos to Iggy, because she snapped back in like 2 weeks, which I wonder if she actually did snap back or if she got some work done. I do wonder that. I'm at two years postpartum, and I'm still, I'm getting there, but I'm not in a rush. Listen, I eat good every day. Could I work out a little bit more? Fuck yeah. We could all work out a little bit more. I'm gonna get there when I get there. And like somebody told me, I'm a new mom. I should look like a mom right now. And I'm melting. I don't feel bad at all. I want to lose weight to fit into fucking pieces that I own and that I would love to fit back into, but if I don't, I don't. Those are material things, and just, you know, motherhood is something so beautiful. Embrace it. Don't ever hide your motherhood. And she wasn't hiding it, you know? She said she was waiting for the right time, but it still makes you think, like, so many women lately hide their entire pregnancies and babies. Don't hide your babies, it's your kid. And just, you know, pregnancy is beautiful, and cooking a baby is beautiful, and the things that a man will never feel because they will never be able to grow a human in their body is beautiful, and it's magic, and giving birth is magic, and we should bring that back, and we shouldn't be ashamed to be women. real women with, you know, ovaries that can push babies out. So much going on. I had a couple more stuff here that I did want to talk about. The weather's been really nice lately. Oh my goodness, I had like this. So Swiss Beats went live. I forgot when it was. I think it was like the day after the last episode that I dropped. And I missed it. It was all Jay-Z, all fire. I watched it again because it was like it's saved on IGTV. And I was so mad I missed the live because part of the fun of the live is the chat and the comments. And, you know, at least to me it is because I'm talkative at times. I can be talkative, loquacious. I was watching LA 92 on Netflix. I don't like watching TV, but when I do, I like to watch different stuff. And this was pretty different, and I think it's worth looking into if you want something to look at because it resonates a lot with what's going on right now. But 92 was about how, give or take 20 something years ago. I'm not good at math, so don't judge me. Whatever it was, 92 was a while ago. It was actually 30 years ago because now that I'm doing the math in my head. It's really good. You should watch it. So, I was watching Angie Martinez on Untold Hip Hop with A$AP Rocky. And she had Rakim times two. I remember Angie had Rakim come see A$AP Rocky at Hot 97. I think she was still at Hot 97. And Rocky was named Rakim after Rakim, the original, the first, the real Rakim. Rocky's the real Rakim too, but you know, like the first one, the one he was named after. And I thought that was so dope of Angie to do and to remember that detail. And it's another good show, but it's on WeTV. Untold Hip Hop Stories. I like Untold Stories. It's like Untold Stories. It's like memories that only certain people share, because they're untold. Only the people that were there know. And I always find it cool, because it can be confirmed or not, you know. Nikki the Cornball, the rigged voting that I spoke about, definitely happened here in Maryland too, June 2nd, because it was just so tricky finding who to vote for, finding information on them, finding the place. It was a lot. One thing I wanted to talk about, I've been thinking a lot about because I've been seeing this everywhere. And after this, I'm probably going to tie it up because I'm getting tired and I got a little drive tomorrow. Is I've been seeing a lot of different celebrities, artists, influence people. What the fuck? We're all fucking people at the end of the day. It's just so annoying with the fucking labels. Who gave people a freaking label maker? And they just started, this is where you are, and this is where you're gonna fucking be. And just, oh, it's so aggravating. This is the type of shit that I want to rant about. This is why I don't even want to read off my papers no more. I think I'm just fucking off the top of it every time. People. Yeah, old people. I've seen a lot of people saying, what are you doing? You're talking about it, but what are you actually doing? And that bugs me because not everyone can be on the front lines protesting. Not everyone can. Not everyone can have a platform and share content. Everyone does the parts that they can, and the only people that concern me is the ones that stay quiet. Those are the ones that concern me, because even the ones that speak up and say, all lives matter and all this bullshit, thank you, because I fucking see you, bitch. And I want to know who's who. I'd rather you be rude in my face instead of polite and a backstabber, you know? So that question of what are you doing to help the cause really, really needs to stop. Everyone's doing what they can, in my opinion. And
should I get the chance to go to a protest? And evidently they've been way calmer, so I'm definitely gonna start doing some research so I can be at a protest. What I can do from home in terms of sharing information and reposting and looking things up and researching and learning and so many more things that you can do. Please don't stop protesting. This is not what I'm saying. Like, that's not where I'm going at all.